Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to the most under-reviewed show on iTunes. I'm the best dressed in the Midwest, Matthew, and unfortunately, not to my left tonight is the manly, bold, macho, noble, fearless Tiger Taylor. So, please, everybody, I really need your help. Tiger has not been on the show. He is having some issues, not him personally, but some family issues. Please, if you do pray or do speak to a creator or whatever you do, say a little prayer, write in your journal for him. He's going through some stuff right now with his family. Please keep him in mind, and we'll start the show. So on today's show, we're going to talk about how manly you are. Many of these essential things that we're going to discuss, you need to know and know how to do. And I'm going to see how many I can do and see how many I know. So let's get into the show and see what kind of men we are. Number one, keep a durable toolbox stocked. I don't have, like, a toolbox. Well, I guess you can call it a toolbox. It's just a little bitty box that I carry, like, my cordless drill, my hammer, a few nails, stuff to hang up, a few pictures. But I guess you can call that a toolbox. So number two is know how to change a diaper without whining about it. No, I don't have any kids, so I'm not all about that. I wish Tiger was on the show. He could tell us more about that. I would whine all the time about it. Me and my wife are talking about the possibility of having kids later on, and I basically told her, I was like, hey, you can change the diapers, and I will wake up every 2 hours or every hour when you need it. I do not do diapers. No, not for me. So number three is take up a hobby and be passionate about it. Okay. What are the hobbies that you do? Mine's exercise. Mine's going out to dinner, having dinner parties. I don't play basketball or football anymore on the weekends. There was too many alpha males trying to compete with each other, and it wasn't fun. Of course, work is work and family's family, but you should have one thing that is yours. Would you work on cars? Do you go shopping? Do you make your suits? So what do you do? I'm really passionate about fashion and going out. Not as in to the clubs anymore, but as in to dinner. Be able to go to dinner. Invite your mom to at least over every 6 months. I'm not really close to my mom as much as I should be, and I'm going to try to work on that. Take your dad out to a ball game. My dad's not a sports fan. I grew up in a very small town where it's you're a country man or a mill worker or worked on the railroad. So my dad really isn't into sports, so that would be out the window. So number six is pick up a tab without being asked to. That's what I love to do. Is just pick up a tab, $100 tab, no problem. This is the way I see it. If you can't pick up a tab at a local restaurant where the average meal is like 12 bucks, GTFO, man, GTFO, which means get the F out. So, no first aid, CPR, know all that stuff. Know what to do when someone goes into shock or how to immobilize a broken bone or how to apply pressure or dressing wounds. I have to do this a lot for work. I had to get certified in CPR, first aid, all that good stuff. So number eight is to be able to cook a great meal. And whenever I say great meal, an appetizer, a salad, a main course, a dessert, and know how to pair it. And so if you're having a tomato salad, you would have a nice New Zealand blanca. You would have potatoes, let's say some squash and some beans. You need a Chardonnay. This list goes on and on. If you're going to have meat, lamb, if you need to, those would be your red wines. And if you're going to have pork or chicken, you want to have a white wine or rose wine. So the list goes on and on. And make sure that you know how to cheese pairings. Cheese is great. If you want an appetizer, why don't you just get some brie cheese, some apples, a little bit of honey, and a walnut on top, boom. You can use bruschetta. Just get a little book. Pinterest is a great idea you can use to get those ideas. So number 9 is learn how to recognize when a woman is venting and shut the hell up. That's one thing I need to work on, for real. My wife comes to me all the time venting, and I try to solve the problems, and she does not want me to solve the problems. All she wants me to do is listen. Nah, no, I'm good. That's something that I need to work on. So number 10 is, can you drive a stick shift? I can't. That's one thing I need to work on. I can't drive a stick shift at all. I'll grind the gears. That's just not me. I can't do it. What's your method of starting a fire? I have a method. Instead of using fire logs, I learned this a long time ago. On the daily hacks, I'll take a rolled those circle things that come on the toilet paper rolls, and I'll take some lint from our dryer, and I'll stuff in there, and I'll light it on fire. Boom, fire starter right there. So have a bank account, have a savings account, and have your 401k started. Those things are great to have. You need to really do that. If you're looking for financial advice, Dave Ramsey's a good one. Grant Cardone, he's a great one. Susie Orman, I really don't like her viewpoints on some things, but she's okay. Read one book every month. I love that. I read as much as I can. But whenever you read the book, I want you to take your time and really understand what was being written. So, have a toast ready is number, I can't remember what number we're on. I'm just rambling on. So, have a toast ready. Have a great speech ready. Those are one thing. So if you're at the dinner and someone asks you for a speech, you can really stand out. If you already have these ready, your speech and your toast, you can really stand out in the crowd. Be able to dance when asked. I love dancing. Tiger can really dance too. Just say the word and he's out there dancing. We both really enjoy that. Know how to change a flat tire. Don't complain about it. If you're going to complain about it, you should look at your tires every time you get in the car, before a trip. Just don't complain about it, man. Just step up and do it. Help somebody else change out their flat when you see them on the highway. I know we live in crazy times, but still, you'll get a lot of satisfaction. I read a story that Tom Hanks was in Tulsa, and that's where Tiger and I grew up. And he had a flat. So a few gentlemen, as he says, of the cowboy sort, came by, stopped by, and helped him out, and he didn't have a spare, so even a cowboy went all the way back to his home, got a tire, and sent Tom Hanks on his way. You can check that out. I think it's floating around on Facebook. I don't know how much literally it has to it. Might check that out. So, always compete strongly and lose gracefully. And win gracefully, too. You don't want to be the douchebag that is upset that he lost and upset that he didn't blow you out. I stopped going. Like I said, I stopped playing intramural sports like on the weekends because literally watched a guy. And I used to be a softball coach back in the day for the University of Kansas and also Pascagoula Nations University in Lawrence. And I was really blown away that this dude said this. This is whenever I was like, you know what, I give up. He was very, very competitive. He kept on flying out. He would fly out, he'd pop up. The reason being, I was watching his stance, and he would drop his back shoulder, and therefore the velocity of the ball would just go straight up because he's not performing any energy outwards. He's just projecting it upward. So I was like, hey, man, just do this. You know, I have an extensive background in athletics and softball. And he's like, no, they just changed the rubber in the ball. They changed the size of the ball, and I'm just scratching my head like, never mind. So we'll move on. So spend at least 5 minutes a day catching up on current events, not Facebook. You don't just read the sports and local sections. Venture out to the world on politics, the Wall Street Journal. Let's talk about stocks. Let's talk about what's going on in the world, not just the United States. Let's talk about what's going on in Pakistan, Israel, China, Russia, Australia. Let's talk about a few of those. We can have a great conversation with you if we ever decide to go for drinks or go for dinner. This one really gets me. Always date your wife or girlfriend, significant other. Get off the couch. Spend one day a week planning a date for you and your wife. It'll show her that you spend lot of time with that person, thinking about that person and doing it. When someone you've just met asks for a friendly question, just answer them. Ask them one back. Instead of asking, oh, what do you do for a living? To me, ask them what they do for fun. Everybody's got to work. Ask them what they do for fun. Get their mind off of that so you can get to know them. Compliment them on one thing. And that leads us to another one. It says compliment on their shoes or anything you know that a woman put a little bit of extra time in. So I've noticed this whenever I meet somebody, a woman always looks down at my shoes. And a man will always look ahead. So take that time. Look down, look around, and focus on something. If you're trying to pick up a girl, focus on what she's wearing, what she put time in, her hair, her shoes, her outfit. I'll just compliment her, and you'll win brownie points. So let's talk about confidence. Know yourself. Now, if you don't feel confident, fake it until you make it, my friends. Fake it until it actually happens. Don't be cocky, though. Just hold your head up high and show poise that you've got this stuff under control. The last thing I would have to say, the last two things is, if you feel like something's wrong with you, go to the doctor. Please go to the doctor. I just read a study at the Oregon State University, and they said 2.7% of Americans, only 2.7% of Americans are healthy, actually healthy, but live a healthy lifestyle, which is diet, exercise, not on any medication, no smoking, 2.7%. So you go ahead and take 10 people, and 2.7 of those 10 people that you see are actually living a healthy lifestyle. And the last one is remind yourself that your job doesn't define you. Your thoughts define you. Well, that's all I have today, ladies and gentlemen. I'll get back to you. I'm the best dressed in the Midwest, Matt.